This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The top Republican in the Colorado House has resigned, effective immediately, citing the vitriol at the end of the special legislative session last month. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Former House Minority Leader Rose Puglisi had a very public falling out with top Democrats over allegations that she covered up for inappropriate conduct by a GOP colleague. Puglisi denies the allegation and said the last day of the special session was sad and disappointing, and that it's become a toxic environment at the Capitol. She's a single mom and says she wants to prioritize her two children.
When I came back from special session, and then obviously everything that's happening that happened last week, my kids really want me home more, and they want me to spend more time with them.
Puglisi represented parts of Colorado Springs, but plans to move back to Mesa County. A vacancy committee will fill her House seat. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The federal government announced Monday that it would combine its wildland firefighting operations into a new agency. It's called the U.S. Wildland Fire Service, and it may begin operating by this January. Currently, the Interior Department and the U.S. Department of Agriculture split responsibility for handling wildfires. The departments have been given until October 31st to combine their wildfire programs. This year's Michelin Guide is out, and it features 9 Colorado restaurants. Denverite's Kiara Damari has more.
The Michelin star is regarded as the highest honor in the food industry. 3 Colorado restaurants earned their first star, 5 maintained their star, and for the first time in Colorado history, a restaurant received a coveted second star. That restaurant being the Wolf's Tailor in Denver. In addition, another 10 restaurants were honored with the Bib Gourmand designation, where customers can get high-quality meals for a relatively low price. I'm Kiara Damari, Denverite.
It's 8:07.